Welcome to the HEMS eNurse Mentoring Podcast Series. I'm your host, Ben Garrett. Today, our guest is Rebecca Freeman, PhD, RN, PMP, who is the Epic National Nurse Champion for the Hospital Corporation of America, or HCA, based in Nashville, Tennessee. Dr. Freeman's first career was in the field of information technology, focusing on networking and device management, systems analytics, and large-scale IT project management. After 15 years in IT, she made the career change to nursing, graduating with her BSN from the Medical University of South Carolina, or MUSC, in Charleston, South Carolina, in 2008. Following graduation, she completed a critical care emergency medicine nurse residency at Lexington Medical Center and enrolled in the nursing PhD program at MUSC. Dr. Freeman served in a variety of roles for MUSC, ending her tenure in 2014 as the Chief Nursing Information Officer while maintaining her faculty appointment with the MUSC College of Nursing. Now with HCA in Nashville, she works with all aspects of the implementation of Enterprise Interdisciplinary Electronic Health Record, or EHR, systems. Thanks for joining us today, Rebecca. You have an interesting background. You came to nursing informatics from the IT world. Are there guidelines to follow in a nursing clinical career to transition to both informatics and to a leadership position in informatics?
I am kind of a rare animal in the nursing informatics world, which is to say I didn't have a long run as a clinician and then incorporate clinical informatics or nursing informatics into my repertoire. I actually worked in IT for a long time, so nursing was a second career for me. And when I got into nursing at the bedside, I worked in the emergency room, only ever in the emergency room. It was a great place, and I just was amazed as I went from one place to the next. I did a lot of PRN work, and so it became really apparent to me that I enjoyed working in the places where they had a great electronic health record, and I really hated working in places where it was all paper-based. And then I got to see a variety of systems in between. So even though I had left IT and said I would never touch a computer again, that was my parting missive as I headed out of the career field, it was pretty obvious that I could play a role in making the lives of the bedside clinicians easier. And so when I was at one particular facility and they were going to roll out an enterprise health record, I decided to jump ship from bedside and I went right into a senior analyst position. That is not a normal career path for most bedside clinicians because the senior analyst had a lot of heavy IT background that was required, but I had that. So I kind of just moved myself in more closely to the top of the heap. So that's my roundabout for how I did it. Now, for folks, your average longtime nurse at the bedside who is interested, there's not really a solid career path. I have seen lots of folks who just go right into a master's in nursing informatics. They graduate with that. And then the sad fact is you've got this master's and you have this background, but you have no real experience working in the IT world, working in the informatics world. So that master's is helpful, but it's not always as helpful as you think. What is equally as helpful for getting your foot in the door is volunteering as a super user. When we went to hire analysts, clinical IT analysts or informatics professionals in my last position where we created basically a whole new department, what we did was we looked for those folks who were just standout super users who really dug into the system, learned how to use it, learned the back end, showed some aptitude for the technological piece, and those were always our superstars that we pulled off the floor. So that is kind of an odd but really easy first step if you can just raise your hand to be a super user and then put in the time to learn the system as much as you can.
Dr. Freeman, do nurse informaticists in leadership positions need training beyond their nursing, such as business or communications?
I think, and you'll find with lots of folks, especially if they're in a leadership position with nursing, there is some higher education requirement there. So if you have a master's degree already, you've probably gotten the basics, which would be some leadership and management skill, maybe some basic operations work. So I think if you come at informatics with that background, that's great. You're still going to have your steepest learning curve on the technical side. If you don't have that advanced degree yet from a leader standpoint, then I might look at not only nursing informatics programs, but there are lots of MBA programs with a focus on informatics. Sometimes they'll call it clinical informatics or healthcare informatics. It gives you a broad scope of knowledge to approach informatics with, because I think if you're going to be an informatics leader, it is still kind of a gray area for what an informatics department looks like, and frequently you're tasked with reinventing that department for an area. So you need to be able to do things like justify a return on investment, justify all of these resources that you want to pull in. You have to be able to figure out where they fit in the organization chart. And lots of times that kind of background comes as much from a more business or operations-minded approach as it does from formal nursing informatics education. I also like the online MOOCs. I don't know if some of our listeners have actually played around with that, but if you go online and just Google leadership and MOOC, M-O-O-C, it's amazing how many free online courses from really good institutions are out there that allow you to kind of get your feet wet with some of the higher level concepts of leadership, because I think what we often see is that what makes the superstar clinical nurse does not always make the superstar leader. Some of the nurse jobs, especially like the emergency department, where certainly you have to be able to mediate and kind of translate between the clinical and then the layman's terms, you also are very task-driven. And as a leader, you certainly have tasks to do, but leadership requires a much more broad scope and a broad approach, and it's not always about a toolbox or a task-driven approach. And sometimes for nursing, that's the hardest thing to break out of, is always wanting that little, we used to call it the brain on paper, but sometimes you always want your check boxes, and leadership has a lot more going on than that. So the transition of thought process is often helped by more formal education.
How much of this can you learn on the job?
You can learn a lot on the job. So if I'm thinking about the nurse who's been a nurse for 20 years and then they stepped into a super user role, they still have barely scratched the surface. So you certainly could pull them in. I've pulled them in and sent them for training on a particular electronic health record, and then I've put them into a position as a builder. You can guarantee you need at least a year to a year and a half to get any idea of what you're doing from that building standpoint. And then once you've learned to build a few things, you learn a little bit about interfaces, you learn about reporting, you learn about education. IT education is a huge, huge issue. How you train, the workflows you train on, you have to pick up all of that knowledge. And then in addition to that, you add some workflow analysis. Project management is huge. You're either doing a little tiny project or an enormous multi-year project. Basic project management skills are critical. Collaboration, mediation, public speaking, all of these things you can certainly learn on the job, but you just need to be patient with yourself, because you don't learn to be an expert nurse in a couple of years, and you certainly won't transition into an expert informaticist in a couple of years. It's going to take a while.
Dr. Freeman, what recommendations would you offer to nurses who want to learn more about informatics, or IT professionals, such as yourself, who want to go to nursing school?
For the nurses, I won't belabor the points I've made earlier. I think if it's something you're interested in, first step is, you know, go to your manager, talk to them, volunteer to be a super user. You may get involved in that and realize it is not at all what you think. And it's not super using kind of seems like it should be a cake job, but if you're going to do it really well, it's not. You have to spend a lot of time looking at workflows, looking at policies and procedures, making sure things match up. If you get really lucky, you'll find an analyst who takes an interest in you and starts to teach you some of the technical back end, and then you'll see if you have a real affinity for it, and then go from there. I am not in any way, shape, or form dissuading those folks who are at the bedside and are jumping right into a master's degree. That's awesome. I still think you have to have that practical experience tied in. It's going to be really hard to get hired off the unit if you don't have some kind of experience to show, where you've already had your hands in the system a little bit. And again, look online for those free online courses for leadership and management, because anything you learn in those leadership classes is going to help you in terms of teamwork, in terms of project management, and that's only going to help, especially in an interview. On the flip side, coming at it from the place where I came at it, it really requires you to just press the stop button for a minute, because if you are so used to IT, and that's kind of more of an engineering type approach, things are very logical, things are very black and white. And when you go to nursing school and graduate and then go to work, and you do need to go to work for a little bit, obviously you can't present yourself as an expert technical nurse or informaticist, if you haven't been a nurse for a little bit of time, you're going to become quickly aware that the world of healthcare is not black and white. It is not logical. There is a ton of gray area. Things don't always make sense. There are lots and lots of unknowns. And so that's kind of the, just like with the nurse who's coming into the technical field, they need to give themselves some time to get used to all of the technicalities. The technical folks really have to learn about the inherent hierarchies and communication patterns that exist in the healthcare field. It can be unbelievably rewarding. It can also be really frustrating. HIMSS is an excellent resource. ANIA and AMIA, that's ANIA and AMIA, also are the Medical and Nursing Informatics Associations. They have very specific information about nursing and medical informatics. And as you guys, the listeners, go out and take a look, you'll see there are all kinds of informatics. It's not just these clinical informatics, clinical IT systems. And then HIMSS is amazing because it is just hugely technical, but also very focused on all of these areas of medical, nursing, clinical, bioinformatics, and that you could spend days on the HIMSS website. They have great stuff.
Thanks, Dr. Freeman. I know all of our listeners really appreciate your insights in the nursing informatics area. The HIMSS Nurse eMentor Program and podcast series was developed in collaboration between HIMSS Career Services and HIMSS Nursing Informatics. You can find more information on the HIMSS eMentor Program brought to you from HIMSS Professional Development Career Services on the HIMSS website at www.hims.org. Click on Professional Development and then click on Career Services. Thanks for joining us today.